Books on Tape presents Silks by Dick Francis and Felix Francis. Read by Martin Jarvis. Prologue. March 2008.
Guilty.
I watched the foreman of the jury as he gave the verdicts. He was wearing a light-coloured tweed jacket over a blue and white striped shirt. At the start of the trial, he had also regularly sported a sober-striped tie. But perhaps, as time had dragged on, the ultra-casual dress of the other 11 had eventually made him feel uncomfortably formal, and his shirt was now open at the neck. Unlike most of them, he was grey-haired and upright in his stance. Maybe that was why he had been selected as their foreman. I imagined that he was a retired schoolmaster, well used to taking charge and keeping discipline in a classroom full of unruly youth.
Guilty,
he said again rather nervously, but with a strong, deep voice. He kept his eyes firmly on the robed and bewigged judge sitting slightly above him to his left. Not once did he look at the young man in the dock, who also sat slightly above him, but to his right. We were in number 3 court at the Old Bailey, which was one of the older Victorian-built courtrooms of the Central Criminal Court, designed at a time when the process of the law was intended to be intimidating to the wrongdoer and a deterrent to others. However, for all its formality, the courtroom was small, no larger than a reasonably sized drawing room. The judge, sitting up high behind his long bench, dominated the space, and all the other participants, defendant, counsel, and jury, were so close together that they would have been able to lean forward and touch.